Shabbat shalom.
This Sabbath, we have two parashas. The first is called Vayakel, which means, and he assembled. It covers Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, and extends through chapter 38, verse 20. The second is Pikudei, which means an accounting. It covers Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, and extends through chapter 40, verse 38. Now, these chapters are on the creation and construction of the tabernacle with its materials and furnishings. These subjects are filled with knowledge pertaining to heaven, salvation, the priesthood, the new covenant church, and Messiah Yeshua. But due to our limitation of time, we will not have the opportunity here to explore fully these matters. But let me suggest to you that you do a personal, in-depth study of these chapters. The Holy Spirit of God will bless your hearts in these studies. Now, Moses called a meeting of all the people and said to them, "These are the words of Adonai, your God, that you must obey. Work 6 days only. But the seventh day must be a very special day of rest for you. You will honor the Lord by resting on that special day. And anyone who works on the seventh day must be put to death. Even lighting a fire in their homes were forbidden." Then Moses said to the community of Israel, "This is what your God has commanded. Take a sacred offering for the Lord, and let those with willing and generous hearts present the gifts needed to the Lord." The lists were metals, including gold, silver, and brass, along with cloth and leather from rams and badger skins, acacia wood, spice, olive oil for lighting, and finally jewels for many kinds. And finally, jewels of many kinds needed for the ephod and the breastplate of the high priest's special garments. Now, these contributions were to make the tabernacle and all that was associated with it. This included the ark, the table of showbread, the lampstand, the altar of incense, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the altar of burnt offerings, the laver, and the garments for the priests who served in the tabernacle. In chapter 36, we read that the Holy Spirit gave Bezalel and Oholiab the wisdom to know what to do and the ability to do it. In the same way today, Adonai has given gifts to all of his people that we might do the work that we were called to do. Now, many hearts were stirred and moved, so the people came and brought their sacred offerings in abundance to the Lord. So much was given that Moses had to restrain the people from bringing any more. And in addition, they also gave of their time and their abilities. Then the skilled workers began making the holy tent. The first items mentioned were the coverings of the tabernacle. Now, there were four separate coverings in all. The first was made of fine linen. Bezalel decorated the curtains with blue, purple, and scarlet threads, and then skillfully embroidered cherubims in them. This curtain was the one that would be seen inside the tabernacle. It would form the visible ceiling and would have been very beautiful with all the different colors of the cherubims woven into it. The second covering was of goat's hair. This curtain would not have been visible and was of a rougher substance than the fine linen and would have been a protection for the linen. The third covering was ram skin dyed red. This was the first of two leather coverings. Like the goat hair covering, this also would have not been visible when setting up the tabernacle. But though not seen, it served a very important role as a protective covering. The fourth covering was made of badger skins. This was a tough leather covering. And like the ram skin, it would also give a protection for the tabernacle. This covering would be seen by those outside of the tabernacle. And it was a drab color, and many think that it was gray, and in contrast to the much brighter colors inside the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle had walls that were 15 feet high, and the width was 1.5 cubits, over which the covering curtains were draped. Crafted from acacia wood, the tabernacle walls were then overlaid with pure gold. This made them appear to be solid gold walls and would have made the inside of the tabernacle a place of breathtaking beauty. The tabernacle was not held up by ropes and stakes. Instead, the walls were set in sockets of silver. These sockets would act as anchors to hold the walls in place. And we learned in the earlier chapter that these sockets were crafted from the atonement money collected during the census of the people. Now Moses inspected all the pieces and parts of the tabernacle one by one, as well as the garments of the priests. God is also mindful of every facet and phase of his work in us and does not overlook any aspect of it. Even the smallest hook for the curtains was as necessary as the brazen altars. And chapter 37 addresses the building of the furniture for the tabernacle. And the first piece of furniture discussed is the ark and its atonement cover. It is the most sacred item in the tabernacle and the only furniture placed within the veil of the Holy of Holies. The ark was made of acacia wood and overlaid with pure gold, both inside and out. It was approximately 45 inches long, 27 inches high, and 27 inches wide. The ark cover was made of solid gold and also served as a lid for the covering of the ark. It made the ark top heavy, so that if the ark was not carried the proper way according to God's instruction, it could tip over, as it almost did later in David's time. In chapter 38, we read that Bezalel used acacia wood to build the altar. Now, this was the altar used for burning offerings. The altar was square. It was 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. He made a horn for each corner of the altar. He then joined the horn to its corner so that it looked like one piece. He then covered the altar with bronze. This brazen altar was the first thing a person would see when he came into the court of the tabernacle. The brass laver was made and filled with water. This provided a place for the priests to clean their hands and feet before they went into the tabernacle tent. The dimensions of the outer court occupied 150 feet by 75 feet. It was enclosed by curtains of fine linen, suspended on brazen or copper pillars about 8 feet high. Scholars have estimated that constructing the tabernacle required nearly 1 ton of gold, 3.25 tons of silver, and 2.25 tons of bronze. This was not an inexpensive structure. Chapter 39 describes the garments made for the priests according to Adonai's specific designs. The colors of these robes and breastplate coordinated with some of those in the tabernacle curtain. The people completed all the work. And when Moses saw that they had done everything just as Adonai had commanded, he blessed them. In chapter 40, Adonai instructed Moses to set up the tabernacle. These instructions dealt with 3 matters. 1, the physical arrangement of the sanctuary from the interior to the exterior parts and the courtyard curtains. 2, the consecration of the tabernacle and everything in it. And 3, the washing, dressing, and anointing of Aaron with his sons for the priesthood to serve God in his sanctuary. Now, Moses did everything God had commanded. In fact, Moses' obedience in every detail of setting up the tabernacle is recorded 7 times in this chapter. Adonai is the God of perfect order. And when everything was done exactly as the Lord had commanded, it was then and only then that the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now, a closing thought. Today, we are living tabernacles. In the new covenant, we are God's temple, and the oil or the anointing of the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Now, oil is a familiar biblical symbol of the Holy Spirit. Just as the tabernacle and the priests had to be anointed with oil before their service could begin, so the power of the Holy Spirit is necessary for us today to faithfully carry out our service to God. Just as oil is necessary for the lamp to give off light, so it is the Holy Spirit who gives us power to shine as the light of the world. Just as oil sanctified the priests, so the Holy Spirit sanctifies and cleanses the children of God. We can do nothing without the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. So ask yourself, are you anointed to give and to serve? Have you been set apart for a special service? Could it be said of you that you have given more than enough of your wealth, gifts, talents, times, or abilities? Let's pray. Oh Lord, anoint us to be generous towards you. Shabbat shalom.